Warning, this podcast will challenge your thinking. Welcome to Business Problems Solved. In this podcast, we help you solve your business problems by providing real examples and practical approaches to make today better than yesterday. Introducing your host, the multi-sector, self-professed, most improved improvement person and qualified business problem solver, Lee Horton.
Hey, it's Lee. Welcome to Business Problem Solved. Today, I want to talk about coaching a little bit, if I'm honest, because we often say that coaching is how we all need to be. And I recorded a pod a few months ago now saying we need to manage things, lead people, coach the gaps. Manage things like processes, performance, standards, health and safety, quality, cost and things like that. So things. We need to lead people. We spoke about this last week, didn't we? Around vision, direction, inspiration, role modelling and expectation setting. And then when you consider the things that you manage and the people that you've led, we need to coach the gap. So we support performance and development opportunities by asking questions that create thoughts in the right environment with sufficient space and time for that person to think and develop. And I had a session with a team that I'm working with at the minute on really exploring what makes a great question. So that is a statement and a question. What makes a great question? Yes, it does. But also, it challenges the thinking of coaches because I want the team that I'm working with to align on the criteria that really encompasses what makes a great question. Because then if I'm giving them feedback based on the expectation of a great question, they'll understand where it's come from. It's not subjective then, it's agreed collectively. So the things that they've said that we collectively have come up with as a list, I want to share with you today. So what makes a great question? Well, a question that is succinct and thought-provoking. The output of a question is the thoughts that it creates in the other person. So as a coach, you want to create the most thought-provoking question. And often, the more succinct it is, the more thought-provoking and wide it can be and is as well. What makes a great question? Well, it's got to be open, not closed. If it's closed, you're really restricting the thoughts and you're asking for a couple of options to be given as answers. So it's got to be open to expand the minds of the recipient of the question. It's got to be relevant to the situation that you're in, especially in a work environment. If you're coaching somebody to a particular destination, that it's the destination that they want to get to. It's got to be timely. So if it's going to be about a particular situation, it's got to be quite close to that situation because you want people to be able to explore their freshest thinking on the situation, not time muddies our thoughts. So it's got to be timely as well. It's also not got to be clouded by anything, no bias. So I often see and give feedback to coaches on the level of bias that they have got in the question. They might have a predetermined place, a pre-thought-out answer that they'd like their coachee to give. And so they ask a question laced in their bias that gives very little wriggle room to the recipient of the question, to the coachee. Emotion as well may stifle the thinking. You could ask a question really angrily and frustrated, or you could be quite relaxed when you're asking it. And how your tone of your question can also influence the ability to make somebody think. Because you might be bias can come across in emotion as well. So you might not use words, but how you say what it is that you're saying and how you're asking it may be inadvertently biasing the question. So I would say minimal biased emotion. No bias onto in terms of destination. You've got to ask a question and you've got to be genuine and curious about the answer. Then how we ask questions. So what makes a great question? If it is thought-provoking, it's got to challenge the thoughts and the minds of the recipient. And we do that through what and how questions. If you ask a why question, it can be received quite personal because you're directing it to that individual in a potentially accusatory manner. Why did that happen? As opposed to what happened there? One of them is perceived more personal than the other, and that's the why. So we encourage what and how questions. What also makes a great question is if the answer and the learning is for the person that you're asking the question of. Because if the answer or the learning is for you, then you're the beneficiary. That means that you're not really curious about the answer, only for your own personal gain. So in coaching, the beneficiary, the answer, the learning has got to be for the recipient of the question, not the recipient of the answer. We as questionees, as coaches, should not be wedded and stay wedded to the answer that has been given. But we can use the answer as the mother of the next question. But we've not got to be biased towards the answer, stay wedded to the answer. We've got to really be curious, be genuine, be open to create. So what makes a great question is predominantly one that's thought-provoking. And I started off by saying it had to be succinct. Because one thing that I see coaches do is not apologetically, but they try to help the coachee by padding the question, giving an example, but that in doing that is biasing the question and you're biasing the thoughts of the person. So the more succinct the question, often the more thought-provoking. The most thought-provoking question that I ask is, what else? Two words, what else? Because we want to extract all of the thinking from the people that we're asking the questions of. So we can't coach in every single situation. Like I said right at the very start, we've got to manage things, lead people, but we coach the gaps. And in coaching the gaps, that is to support the performance and the development opportunities of others by asking questions that create thoughts. And it's got to be in the right environment with sufficient space and time for them to develop and think. Some people are reflectors, some people can answer straight away. You don't want to ask on a crowded bus something that's really quite personal. You want to ensure that the right space is conducive for the right level of thinking, the right level of honesty and transparency. You might not want to ask a leader a question in front of their team if it's for the leader or the leader's development. So we want to manage things, lead people, but coach the gaps. And we can only coach the gaps if we're asking great questions that are thought-provoking. And just to summarise, thought-provoking questions, great questions, are often succinct, they're open, they're relevant, they're timely, they've got no bias, and they've got minimal emotion that's not laced with bias. The person that's asking the question is often genuine and curious about the answer, but not wedded to the answer. A great question is often when the beneficiary of the answer is the person who's been asked the question. The learning is for them. So that's what makes a truly great question in a coaching context, in a coaching style. So we want to create more thoughts in our people. I said a number of months ago, the two most important metrics in an organization that are never really measured are the number of thoughts in our people and the time from thought to conversation to action, whatever that action may be. And we can only do that if we're asking great questions. So great questions are thought-provoking. They're open, they're relevant, they're timely. Not biased by our own thoughts. And we really want to develop people. We want to coach the gaps to develop and grow our people. We said last week that that leadership buy-in is often cited as one of the main challenges to or things that get in the way of successful change programs, and leaders not being able to ask questions or buy into asking questions to grow their people is often one of the main contributors to a lack of growth in people. Going on training courses is not the best means of growing our people. Coaching them in the workplace is, and we can only coach the gaps, we can only coach our people if we can ask great questions. And those great questions have got to make our people think more. That's the crux of what we're trying to do. Create thoughts in our people. Everything starts with thoughts. And if we can create more thoughts, we can create more answers. And we can all collectively get to where we want to try to get to. Do you agree or not? Let me know. By all the usual channels, Lee at getknowledge.co.uk, on Instagram, TikTok and LinkedIn. Have yourself an amazing, amazing week. And I look forward to chatting next.
Thanks for listening to Business Problems Solved. You can contact Lee on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram or Twitter by searching for Lee Horton, the Business Problem Solver, or via visiting www.leehorton.com for more content and to solve your business problems. And remember, saying you know how to do it is not doing it.